Thank you for downloading Discoveries in Respiratory Medicine. This podcast series explores the latest findings in pulmonary, critical care, and sleep research as reported in the American Thoracic Society's American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine. Hi, I'm Steve Crane, Executive Director of the American Thoracic Society, known more simply as the ATS. And here to explain the significance of an important new study is Dr. John Hefner, past president of ATS.
Thanks, Steve. Advances in cellular biology and genetics in recent decades have underscored the importance of studying the lung at the cellular and molecular levels to understand disease processes and to discover cures. But lung morphometry, which is a study of the lung structure at the whole organ level, remains an important area of research. The lung is an intricate structure that distributes each pint-sized breath of air we breathe through a branching network of increasingly smaller airways that, if put end-to-end, would reach 1,500 miles. These airways divide each single breath of inspired air into smaller and smaller aliquots, allowing individual oxygen molecules to rest up against the delicate membrane walls of over 300 million alveolar sacs that have a combined surface area equivalent to a tennis court. During the few moments of a single breath, oxygen is absorbed and carbon dioxide in the bloodstream is eliminated across these alveolar walls just in time for the breath to be exhaled, which starts the process all over again with the next respiratory cycle. In addition to gas exchange, the lung serves other important functions, including, just to name a few, release of mediators through the bloodstream to the rest of the body, regulation of blood flow to the heart and different regions of the lung, and neural signaling that allows the brain to regulate the rate and depth of breathing. Morphometry allows us to understand the nature of the lung's complex structure and how this structure explains normal lung function, processes of growth and development, and the mechanisms and effects of disease. All of these tightly orchestrated interactions and concepts depend on the lung's complex structure as examined by the field of morphometry. It is fortunate, therefore, that an expert task force for the American Thoracic Society has reviewed the science related to the study of lung structure and published in the February 15th issue of the American Journal of Respiratory Critical Care Medicine a state-of-the-art review entitled Standards for Quantitative Assessment of Lung Structure. This review is especially important because new imaging methods, such as computerized tomography, magnetic resonance imaging, and positron emission tomography, provide scientists a three-dimensional window into lung structure. Previously, investigators were limited to one- and two-dimensional examinations of the lung, under the microscope or by looking at sections of whole lung specimens. They then reconstructed these limited views into their best estimates of the 3D architecture of the lung. The new advanced lung imaging techniques, however, offer genuine three-dimensional views of the lung. Because of their ready availability, these techniques provide investigators tremendous opportunities to look into previously inaccessible crevices of the whole lung and examine spatial displays of the relationship between tissues, cells, organelles, alveoli, airways, and blood vessels. If these imaging techniques are misapplied, however, they can promote misinterpretations of findings and confuse the field of morphometry. This expert report, therefore, presents recommendations for standardizing the application of these imaging techniques to ensure accurate and precise research findings. What is fundamentally important to the field of lung morphometry is the observation that such methodological standards have existed in the disciplines of brain and kidney morphometry, but not in the spatial study of the lung, even though such investigations began in the early 1960s. This ATS publication is the first concise state-of-the-art review of stereological methods for lung morphometry that formulates practical guidelines for the use of advanced imaging techniques. The recommendations in this report will guide future research in the field of lung morphometry as scientists work to bridge the gap between theory and practice. The proposed standards will ensure that the 3D window into the lung offered by advanced imaging techniques will provide the sharp and clear view necessary for the discovery of new respiratory cures.
Thanks, John, and thank you for listening to Discoveries in Respiratory Medicine. an ATS podcast on newsworthy research published in the American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine. In addition to this series of podcasts, you'll find much more information related to critical illness, respiratory health, and sleep disorders in the patient education section of the ATS website, www.thoracic.org. I'm Steve Crane for Discoveries in Respiratory Medicine.